Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. I'll be here for the next 120 minutes or 240 minutes or 360 minutes. I guess it just depends on how long I feel like sitting in the chair. Here's the key, folks. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. And we don't care. It's like Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family all rolled up into, whoops, I made a bad tweet because my name is Steve Martin. Tootsie Roll. Thing. Buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day. Personal revelations of my life's insanities. Our first segment, we're going to talk about the scene behind the scene, behind the scene, behind the scene at the remote. I'm going to tell you things that nobody's ever told you about radio, things you don't even know that are going on. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't because we're kind of cheap and we don't like to pay.
I need about $3.50.
I gave him a dollar.
I think a dollar's about all it's worth. Review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. We have humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Nobody really knows the answer to that question, yet here I am, 13-plus months later. We're asking life's questions about life's questions, and at the moment we have a Daily Double. Okay, here's two really good ones. You ready for these asking life question ones? Here's the second one is so good. I think it's a topper. I mean, it's one at the top. But this one's not as good, but the second one. Oh, my goodness, the second one's good. All right, first one. After eating, do fish have to wait a half an hour before getting out of the water? That's question number one. Just think that through, folks. Think that through. And then the second question is this. Why is it that when you transport something by car, it's called a shipment, but when you transport something by ship, it's called a cargo? Huh? Good one, Dave. Yeah, thank you very much. I had to hunt for that one. Thank you. We also have sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show. Nothing. Zero.
John Williams and the London Symphony Orchestra, everybody.
You know, I just can't get enough of the Jetsons. Anyway, what we're doing, we're living life as a Christian, doing that thing. Your phone calls are more compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. What show are you listening to? Oh, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, the scenes behind the scenes behind the scenes behind the scenes.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
When KPRZ's Cameron Bradna needed a dentist, he went to Dr. Rhea Middleton Dentistry.
When you visit Dr. Rhea Middleton, you can tell that their goal is to create the most relaxed and comfortable visit possible. I had to go in for some cleaning and a couple fillings, and all that work only took about an hour. They're super quick, super gentle.
Okay, Cameron, what makes Dr. Middleton different?
Right, so I'm laying there on the chair. I got the bib on, I got the little sucker doodad thingy in my mouth, and here comes Dr. Middleton, and you can just tell she treats everybody like family. She's also an in-network doctor that accepts all PPO plans, and patients without insurance, no problem, just $75 for a cleaning exam and x-ray. And there's plenty of free parking right in beautiful La Jolla. I'd recommend Dr. Middleton to anyone and everyone.
Call Dr. Middleton today at 858-459-1600. That's 858-459-1600.
Oh, and Dr. Middleton said that for any new KPRZ patient who comes in for a teeth cleaning exam and x-ray, will receive a free in-office teeth whitening. A super sweet deal.
Sweet?
Add warmth and comfort to your home. Farrell's Fireside Shop makes energy efficiency beautiful. Upgrade your old gas fireplace unit with a beautiful new wood-burning fireplace. Farrell's Fireside Shop. Fast, local, and affordable. Upgrade your old wood-burning fireplace with an energy-efficient wood-burning insert. Or choose a classic freestanding wood stove to warm and brighten your home. You know, today's newest wood stoves burn just half the wood and make a small fraction of the ash. They add real value to your home. Trust trust Farrell's Fireside Shop for their experience, expertise, and best local selection of wood, gas, and pellet stoves and hearth accessories from America's great manufacturers. Call them today, 619-441-2755. 619-441-2755. Farrell's Fireside Shop, just north of Interstate 8 on 2nd Street in El Cajon. Warm winter wishes from Farrell's Fireside Shop. Energy savings have never been this beautiful.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi friends, Marty Schneider here with an invitation for y'all to visit my brand new website. It's theretirementprofessor.com. That's all one word, theretirementprofessor.com. On my brand new website, we have a monthly newsletter. There's articles on retirement topics like Social Security and tax planning strategies. There's seminars and calculators and all sorts of educational materials designed to help folks to make informed decisions on their finances. You can also contact me right there on the website if you have a question or if you want to schedule a consultation with me. So check it out, theretirementprofessor.com. Or if you prefer, you can call my offices directly at 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your free consultation and visit theretirementprofessor.com or call me at 800-727-PLAN.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Can I do that heavenly thing? Am I allowed to go high pitch like that? Is there a problem with the FAA, the federal people? I'm just asking. I was FAA. You know, it's just think about what FAA sounds like. Okay.
That's about what they do.
Yeah. If you want to reach this show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Dave, you shouldn't talk about different entities like that. I can talk about Casper the Ghost. I can't talk about them. Anyway, Facebook, go there, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. And then follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. Ooh, a good one right there, I got to say. This segment brought to you by Ecola, Termite and Pest Control. Sorry to pull you back there, Polly. It's with our very own Sue Freeze, also known as the Termite Lady. All right, Paulie, now you can leave. Her own son suffered from chronic asthmatic symptoms due in part to the chemicals in the home. So when Sue got into business over 30 years ago, she decided we're going to do it right. They use only microwave, electrogun, and patented Ecola heat to get rid of the termites without the hassle of moving out or the embarrassment of tenting. They only go to the other stuff if it's super duper 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 necessary. Which means that they look at each situation, they evaluate it, and they determine good, bad, indifferent, forward, backwards, what do we got to do? They're offering $100 off any termite work when you call, plus $50 off any initial pest control. That is a smoking deal. 800-332-BUGS. That's 800-332-BUGS. You can also go to Ecola Termite, E-C-O-L-A Termite, ecolatermite.com. Don't forget Sue, our very own Sue, has a show here on KPRZ on Saturdays at 4 p.m. Call 800-332-BUGS. That's 800-332-BUGS. If you contact Sue this week, between now and Friday, you will get a chocolate, strawberry, and banana Tootsie Roll all rolled up into one. Okay, that's pretty exciting. And when they say, well, where are those things? I have them here in my magic bag. Okay, got that? Good. All right, folks, I wanted to take some time and talk about the remote that we did on Friday. I don't know, Paul, you heard obviously some of the remote because you were helping us coordinate that. You heard us doing the remote. How did the remote sound from the radio production point of view?
It sounded like there was a pretty good turnout out there. It sounded really nice.
All right, so here's the numbers. Let's keep all the things together that people can know. We were offering $10 gift cards off in the store. They gave away, you know what they got? They got 100 of them. You know how many out of that 100 we gave away?
All 100?
All 100.
Nice.
All 100, folks. That's number one. Number two. What number one? What does that mean? Number A. Wait, that's not a number. That's a letter. Ay, ay, ay. Is it Christmas yet? Here we go. Here's the thing. The other thing is we had over 50 people come by the store and say hi. I mean, just to say hi. Now, listen, I mean, this was in Santee in the Walmart parking lot, and it was quite busy. They did I think they did some pretty good business. But it was really nice to have a bunch of people pop by. I want to talk about some of this that took place, though. What was the experience of a remote? I have not done a remote in probably 9 months, 10 months. Keep in mind my radio career. How professional am I, Paulie? What would we say on a professional scale? 1 to 10, about a minus 15?
About a C.
Okay. Are you that high? Really? I don't know. Okay. I'd give myself like a minus 15 on a 1 to 10. So when I do remotes, you never know what's going to happen. Although when I come in the studio, I'm pretty sure nobody knows exactly what's going to happen. Well, since I don't know what's going to happen, how does anybody else know except for the Lord? I say, no, nobody knows. But here's what happened in the middle. These are the things in the middle of us doing the remote. Very successful remote. Wonderful time at Family Christian Ministries at the Family Christian Bookstore there in the Walmart parking lot in Santee. They did a great job. Brian did a great job. Candy did a great job. The whole crew did a great job. My hat's off to them. They pray with people. I love their heart, their passion. They've done well. Let me tell you what happened behind the scenes. Don't you really want to know the truth behind the scenes? Now, all the stuff we did on the show was good. Okay, that was good, solid, straight up stuff.
Yeah, it was a really good show.
But while I was doing the show, here was issue number one. There was an internet disconnection during the middle of one of my segments while we were talking while I was doing the show. Now, I don't know about you, but if you utilize the internet for your business, let's just say, for example, you help people find directions using Google Maps or something, and you're using the internet to do that. Imagine if you're in the middle of doing that communication with the person on the phone and your internet goes down. That can be disturbing. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Because otherwise you got to say, oh me. Here's the next thing that happened, and this was rather humorous. A very nice, but I will say this, but older. Now, is that a good way to say that? A very nice but older lady. A very nice but older lady. How old? Lots older, okay? is that kind of helping you? Lots. How about lots and lots older? Brought to me the $10 gift certificate. Very nice of her to do. Unfortunately, she did it right at the beginning of a live segment and wanted to know from me how I was going to handle the $10 gift certificate for her. The fact that you did not hear that on the air is not only the grace of God, but sleight of hand. That's what I'm going to say on that one. Number three, another thing that I thought was really interesting because, you know, people know I'm a Star Trek fan. I mean, I don't hide that at all. I don't have any problem telling people. The wife and I are about to close out the third time we've gone through Star Trek Voyager. No, we don't agree with the philosophy, but I think a hologram is cool, so get off it. All right, and by the way, the great joke for that, by the way, the great joke, what did the counselor say to the hologram? You're projecting? Okay. Anyway, so going back to that, while we're talking, and then we go to break. So you go to break, and then there's the commercials. Everybody knows you do commercials, sponsors for the show, and people that pay for advertisement, you know, like Excalibur Roofing does, and Ecola does, and Zero Res does, and our good friends over at Genesis Recovery do the same thing, and now we have Thrivent doing that as well. So you have all these companies that are doing their commercials. While I'm listening to the commercial, there is this weird, yet to be defined, by the way, echo feedback that was taking place in between the segments. It sounded exactly like I was on a Borg cube the whole time. You know, we will assimilate. I mean, it's every other word. It was like echoey and weird. And I kept thinking that somebody was going to walk in with all these wires behind their head and say resistance is futile. I thought that was coming for sure. So that was kind of a unique experience. What did you think of that? That's something you go through and you think, I don't know how to process that. I just got to keep going on the show. Let me tell you the funniest thing that happened at the show that you don't know. By the way, did you pull up a Borg sound? Is that what you were looking for? Okay, that's fine. Listen to this. Here's the funniest thing that happened the whole show. Now, the show was a good show, and people were enjoying it in the store. And I was enjoying doing it, and I really did think I was going to be, you know, too obnoxious or something. It turns out I'm not nearly as obnoxious as I think. Well, to believers, anyway. So here's what happened. I got ready, started the segment. Everything was a go, and I plopped down my energy drink. Okay. So when I say plopped, I want to make sure you understand the volume that's involved here. So I'm going to take my microphone. I have one right here with me. I want you to understand this. So listen to this. Okay? Okay. That's what I did. You hear that? I plopped down my energy drink and began to read. And then you know what happened? A huge glob of energy drink liquid hurtled its way into, guess where? My eyeball. An energy drink glob landed up in my eyeball. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? You know what they don't say on the little can? If glob of energy drink lands in eyeball, it will burn.
That's a lot of caffeine in your eyeball.
My eye was going round and round and round and round. It was really stimulated. But my eye was killing me. I want to say, just so everybody can know, tons of people came by to say hello. It was wonderful. Like I said, the staff was great. It was terrific fun. Maurice and Mary brought Levi Christmas doggy gifts in a bag. You know that you're doing okay when they're bringing your dog Christmas gifts.
And Levi says thank you.
And Levi says ruff. Anyway, here's the big close. So nice job bringing the dog gifts. That was very cool. Loyal KPRZ listeners, loyal David Smoot Experience listeners, it was great. Here's the last thing, and we'll close it down and then get into the next segment, which has to do with Duck Dynasty, Bill O'Reilly, and scriptures, because we don't run away from everybody. The creme de la creme was this. Someone in the line actually asked Susie to ask me to speak up. I wasn't loud enough. Don't tell me miracles don't happen on the face of this earth. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, folks, the definitive review on BO, Duck Dynasty, Cracker Barrel, and what's going on in the world.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
There's no better way to celebrate the holidays than the promise of no mortgage payments. And if you've already paid off your mortgage, give yourself the gift of financial peace of mind. Hey, Mark Larson here. For years, I've been telling you about the reverse mortgage, and there's no better way for me to describe this loan of opportunity than to tell you that a reverse mortgage will allow you to fund your longevity. Yes, there are changes coming, but if we act today, no need to worry. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, call my friend Mehran Aram at Aramco today. One of a handful of certified reverse mortgage professionals in the nation. He'd like to have you join him at the historic San Diego Country Club in Chula Vista, January 16th at 6 p.m. for the next free dinner workshop. So don't put this off any longer. Redefine your retirement today. Call 866-611-30, 866-611-30, or aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse. That's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number 277316.
Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. Over 34 years of integrity with God's love. We all want safety in life. Well, it should be most important when it comes to our retirement money. IRAs, 401ks, or any money we want to protect. Most people have lost some money in their retirement accounts due to stock market decline. But now in retirement, you can't afford to lose money again. And you won't with my product. It's like stock market growth without the risk of going backwards ever again due to stock market decline. And now get guaranteed interest growth, and anytime you want your money, you can start taking it out, preferably over 59 and a half. Currently, the product is paid paying 14% guaranteed over the next 10 years. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. You pay no commission, and you can't go backwards ever again due to stock market decline. Your retirement account is safe. Let's move it today. Love you all, and God bless. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. Rates subject to change. License number 0578122. Call 800-553-6247. The MFT education you need to be an exceptional counselor is available in San Diego. Azusa Pacific University San Diego Regional Center offers a master's in clinical psychology with an emphasis in marriage and family therapy. This program meets the academic requirements for both MFT and LPCC licensure for the state of California. Azusa Pacific San Diego Regional Center is located on Mission Center in Mission Valley. Space is limited for our next cohort starting soon. Azusa Pacific University, graduating difference makers since 1899.
Hi, I'm Tony Barron, Director of the Graduate School of Theology at Azusa Pacific University San Diego Regional Center. I want to invite you to begin your personal transformation in one of our graduate theology programs offered right here in San Diego. The same place noted alumni Miles McPherson, Mike McIntosh, and John Maxwell earned their theology degrees.
Azusa Pacific San Diego Regional Center is located on Mission Center in Mission Valley. Go to apu.edu/San Diego to learn more. Azusa Pacific University, graduating difference makers since 1899.
The San Diego Soccer is presented by Cox Communication. Host the Ontario Fury this Saturday night at 7 at the Valley View Casino Center. Join the Soccer's run to a 15th indoor title. Get tickets today at soccers.com.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. This segment brought to you by Zero Res and our good friend Brian Holland. Zero Res uses scientifically proven empowered water instead of chemicals to sanitize your carpet, leave it soft, smelling fresh, and dry quickly. It's safe for pets, kids, and allergy sufferers. Zero Res techs are prompt, polite, professional. And the dealios is, if you call Zero Res for $99, you get two full rooms, complete rooms, and you donate a can of food to a local food bank, then you get a 10-foot hallway added on for no charge. You get the 30-day you gotta love it guarantee. You just call 858-486-4100. That's 858-486-4100. ZeroResSanDiego.com is the website. Can't go bad. That's solid right there. And then the big thing is they're not the wet and jet people, and that's really what you care about. 858-486-4100. By the way, Zero Res is who my wife and I use. So that tells you something right there. Okay? Okay. Okay? Okay. Okay, I think it's time. I'll tell you when to cue it. Get ready, because ladies and gentlemen, this could be it. It's time for Let's Throw Up with your host.
And now, here's Bill O'Reilly.
Really? 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 Really?
That's right, folks. You're probably going, did he really say that? Uh-huh. Yep, I did. Bill O'Reilly on 12, what's today, 1223? On 1219. 2013, 12-19, 2013, Bill O'Reilly was talking about Phil from Duck Dynasty. Most people are familiar with the controversy that's taking place all around the nation. Isn't it exciting, folks? That a person had something to say, other people responded, people were freaking out. But you know, everybody has to have a comment, including yours truly, myself. And so my comments are after everybody else makes their comments. That's the advantage of having a show that goes on later. If you didn't know. So anyway, on Bill O'Reilly show, 12-19, 2013, by the way, I have all these taped, so there's no, you can't deny it or anything. They were talking about Phil from Duck Dynasty. Somehow, let me explain this to you. Somehow, what the apostle wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 through 11, and let me read that to you for those that do not know what it says. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11 say the following. Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor the idolaters, nor the adulterers, nor male prostitutes, nor homosexual offenders, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And that is what some of you were, but you were washed, you were sanctified, and you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. That is 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 through 11, comparing sexually immoral, idolaters, adulterers, male prostitutes, gigolos, homosexuals, thieves, greedy people, drunkards, slanderers, swindlers, all of them in one lumping category. That's what 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 says. But somehow, what the Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 through 11, transformed, ladies and gentlemen, it transformed. You know, did you ever see that movie Transformers? They transform from like a car into a robot. Have you ever seen that on television? Have you ever seen that in the movies? Have you ever seen any of that stuff? Well, there was a transformation that took place because when those words were spoken in midair, somehow it transformed and became the comments that Phil made. So you know what? It goes from scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 through 11, to comments that Phil made. Now, it did that in the middle of the air because this was simply what the scripture says. So Bill O'Reilly said Phil from Duck Dynasty made these comments. The comments he made were 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 through 11. Those were the comments. Then Bill O'Reilly quoted Luke chapter 6, verse 37, and proceeded to proclaim, get this, because this is going to be a little irritating, proceeded to proclaim that Bill O'Reilly's comments were superior to Phil's comments because Phil quoted Luke. I mean, because Phil quoted a different thing and Bill O'Reilly quoted Luke. I apologize, I said that backwards. So what happened was Phil made his comments and then Bill quoted Luke and Bill's philosophy and words were better because he quoted Luke, not recognizing that Phil was quoting Paul. Are you catching that? Are you following? Are you listening to that? Here's what's being said. Bill O'Reilly said his comments were superior because he quoted Luke, even though Phil from Duck Dynasty quoted the Apostle Paul. What? Are you daft, man? Have you lost your mind? Because somebody quotes Luke and another person quotes Paul, one quote is not better than the other. Is Luke now deemed more important or superior to Paul? Isn't that the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard? Phil quotes the Apostle Paul. Bill O'Reilly quotes Luke. Both are quotes from the Bible. Neither is wrong to quote. Robo producer, I know you've heard of some of the contrary. Just don't worry about commenting on this. Just think about this. Isn't it bizarre that one person can say my quotes are, or my thinking is superior because I'm quoting this apostle and you're quoting that apostle? I mean, is that the most bizarre thinking in the world? I know I'm right. I'm quoting Luke. He did.
Dum, 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 dum.
Yeah, okay, that's good. Here's the problem, folks, because it's a softer, kinder, gentler Dave. Kinda, sometimes. Yeah, maybe. Anyway, here's the bottom line. Bill O'Reilly quotes Luke, Phil quotes Paul. But what happens to Phil is his comments were attributed to him as a person, not the Apostle Paul. It's absurd. It's absurd. I will wrap this up in 2 minutes. Ready? Watch this. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4 through 7. Jesus answered the enemy. It is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. The devil said, if you're the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it's written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so you will not strike your foot against a stone. That quote, by the way, is Psalm 91, verse 11 through 12, and it is not out of context. That's not true. It's just simply a quote about protection. And that's exactly what Satan quoted. But here's Jesus' response, because Jesus didn't say, oh, that's out of context. What Jesus said is this, verse 7, Jesus answered him, it is also written. And the biggest problem that people have using scripture is they use just the scripture they want to use. They use just enough scripture to make their point and to make their argument. But the Bible is clear. When Jesus was dealing with Satan, it's very clear. He didn't quote one scripture. He quoted many scriptures. So when Jesus gave him Matthew, when he gave him man does not live by bread alone out of Deuteronomy, and Satan came back with Psalm 91, Jesus came back with yet another passage. It is also written. And the key to understanding scripture is the balance of all of scripture. So you can't just quote Luke chapter 6, 37 and say, I'm right and the other guy's wrong. There has to be a balance between all of the scriptures. It's only the enemies of truth that fight against the balance of scripture. No person has a right to take scripture and use it just to make their argument win. Scripture is there defined as the voice of God communicated to man, a love letter from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21. And the bottom line is all the passages need to be brought together. Balance. Apparently balance is only good if you want to win your case. That doesn't seem right to me. That seems wrong to me. And not only is that wrong, we're going to deal with a little bit of another element, talking about the ideology behind what Phil had to say when we come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We pull no punches, so don't do any ducking.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The cars are the stars at this year's San Diego's International Auto Show, January 1st through the 5th at the San Diego Convention Center. Check out the all-new Exotics Vault featuring Ferraris, Bentleys, and more. For more info and e-tickets, visit sdautoshow.com.
It's Kevin Davis here. The holidays are a great time to check out Monte Vista Village, aren't they, Tracy?
They are, Kevin. But first, you know, I want to let everybody know we just completed our 7th annual Christmas dinner for the military. We had close to 500 people here. It was really terrific. But yes, Kevin, this time of year with families coming into town is a great time to come and see what Monte Vista is all about. You know, when you come and visit us, you'll see the lovely surroundings the residents enjoy, how nice the apartments are, maybe experience one of the activities, and you'll realize this is not a facility. Monte Vista Village is a 65-plus community with customized plans. Some people may want all our weekly maid service, and some may want none. So I hope you'll take the opportunity and come visit us with your family and see what your life could be like at Monte Vista Village. You can reach me at 619-465-1331.
Once again, that number is 619-465-1331. Check out Monte Vista Village. License number 374-600-564.
What can one person do? One person can potentially reach hundreds of illiterate people in India and change their lives forever with the good news of Jesus Christ through a talking Bible, an audio Bible in their own language. One person listening right now can give a talking Bible and help an evangelist reach a fishing village where they've never heard of Jesus. And he'll play God's word to the people there, resulting in hundreds who accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. By being that one person who picks up the phone right now, you can literally change lives for eternity. The new and improved Talking Bible can be donated for just $35. Please call Talking Bibles with your one-time gift of $35 at 1-800-572-8800. That's 1-800-572-8800 or online at kprz.com. This work cannot be accomplished without your help. We need just one person to call right now. Is that one person you? Call 1-800-572-8800.
If you suffer from osteoarthritis and knee, shoulder, or back pain, or the debilitating pain of peripheral neuropathy in your feet and legs, I highly recommend you see the medical doctors at MedCare Specialty Clinics in Carlsbad. As their name implies, they're a true medical clinic with board-certified medical doctors and licensed physical therapists specializing in treating pain. Peripheral neuropathy is a medical condition that should be treated by medical doctors only. They'll make you feel so welcome when you go and see them, and they work to reduce your pain levels while helping you regain your mobility and the freedom that comes with it. They accept most major insurance plans, including Medicare. So don't be fooled by fancy ads from non-medical doctors promising pain solutions that rarely work. See the board-certified medical doctors and staff at MedCare Specialty Clinics, 1281 Carlsbad Village Drive in Carlsbad. Call 760-585-9658 to schedule your free assessment today. That's 760-585-9658.
Did you know that the Earth was created only 6,000 years ago? Hi, my name is Tom Cantor, president of Scantibodies Laboratory and the Creation and Earth History Museum in Santee. I'd like to invite you to visit our new Age of the Earth exhibit, which provides scientific evidence that confirms the true historical count of the world. The Age of the Earth cave showcases rare minerals, scientific data with explanations demonstrating a young Earth biblical position from carbon-14, helium-argon, and other radioisotope data, all within an underground cavern, along with 10 compelling evidences for a young Earth. Come to the world's first creation museum, where scientific and historical observations make the Creator an unavoidable issue. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6, and admission is free. Call us at 619-599-1104, 619-599-1104, or visit us at creationsd.org.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Like I said, folks, we pull no punches. There's no ducking here. The controversy with Duck Dynasty, Bill O'Reilly, and Scriptures. You thought
that. Ladies and gentlemen, the winner by knockout, the heavyweight champion of the world,
Spoon.
Yeah, that's nice. That's not true, but that's a good one. I like it. Here's the bottom line. We just talked about the fact that Bill O quoted Luke chapter 6, verse 37, said his comments were better than Phil from Duck Dynasty, who quoted 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 through 11. So he's saying that my quoting of Luke is better than your quoting of the Apostle Paul. Okay, wait. Okay, got that out of my system. All right, so again, the next day, because you can't let these things go. Why? I don't know why they can't let them go. I haven't figured it out first. The next day, again, Bill O'Reilly quotes Luke chapter 6, verse 37 on 12/20/13, which is the day of the remote on Friday night. He quotes it again, doesn't bother to read the rest of the verse or the rest of the Bible, for that matter. What he does is he just tells people that I'm quoting Luke chapter 6, verse 37. I'm right. Which is like, oh, that's an interesting argument. I have never heard that from Jehovah's Witnesses before. Anyway, here's my response to that. It is true that the Lord tells us not to judge with this eternal condemnation element, or we can be judged that way. There's no question. But he doesn't tell people to avoid telling people about biblical sin. In fact, the rest of the passage teaches us that we're supposed to get right with God first, which only takes place through Jesus Christ, and then we can see to help our brothers pull stuff out of their eye. It doesn't say no eye pulling. That's not what it says. Don't say what it doesn't say. I can't stand that. But then, this was the key. B.O., stands for Bill O'Reilly, B.O. Went on to say that Phil's Christian ideology was flawed because of what Luke wrote. Now, of course, he neglected to say that his ideology couldn't be considered flawed because of what Matthew, Paul, and James wrote, or Jude, any of those, that's fine. But let's just put it in honest Christian perspective. Bill O'Reilly quoted Luke chapter 6, but he doesn't believe that the Bible is the word of God. His words, not mine. He believes his new book is more accurate than the Bible. His words, not mine. The Bible isn't accurate, according to Bill O'Reilly, unless he needs to quote from it to make a point. Amazing. Where are our church leaders when stupidity like this reigns on the airwaves? Somebody please tell me. He did, by the way, point out correctly that Jesus didn't condemn the woman caught in adultery found in John 8, 1 through 11. He did have mercy, but he also said to her in no uncertain terms, go and sin no more. Funny how the other half of the scripture never bothers to get into that process. See, she receives forgiveness, but not continually if she ignores the command of Jesus and continues to sin on purpose. Get it? That's not even that hard. Listen to this. Are you struggling with sin? I got you. I hear you. Are you openly defiant against God, struggling with sin? Are you struggling with sin and you're honest with God about it? Good. Are you struggling with sin and you don't know how to handle it and you come before the Lord and you're crying? Good. Are you openly defiant against God because of your sin? Because it's your source of pride like the devil used? Good luck. That's my response on that one. If you struggle with sin, great. You and God can work on it together. If you're openly defiant and you're full of pride, guess where you're going? Well, it's kind of like H-E double hockey sticks. And if you haven't figured that out yet, read the book. Here's the last thing I want to say, because I love this stuff. I'm just insane. Leave me alone. If your brother or sister sins against you 100 times in a row, how many times are you supposed to forgive them? Robo, how many times are you supposed to forgive your brother if they sin against you 100 times in a row? How many times do you forgive them? How many? Every time?
Infinite.
Every time. But you know what they have to do? They have to ask you for forgiveness.
Indeed.
They have to come and say, I'm sorry. They have to show a sincere repentance from their sin. So let's chew on that. You do forgive them 1,000 times, but they have to come and ask 1,000 times. And then finally, and I'll just end it with this, because I could go on and on and on and on like a drone, but I don't feel like it. So here's what we're going to say. It was put forth earlier. That's kind of like put, but not entirely. It was put forth earlier on one of the shows, on one of the O'Reilly shows, that the Christians are losing the day and the argument and the public square because they have a weaker argument in the public square. Can I please once and for all address this insanity? It's not the best argument or the best arguer that wins the day or the group that has the best presentation. That sounds like it's spoken from a person who's void of the Holy Spirit and doesn't understand the power of the truth at all. Actually, that sounds like a Sadducee. Kind of funny, huh? Anyway, it's the truth, not the best argument, according to Jesus, that endures forever. Psalm 100, verse 5, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. John 17:17, sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. Romans chapter 1, verse 16, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone believes. It is the power, not us, not our power, not our great presentation or arguments. God's word is the power, not the great presentations. You don't got to be Billy Graham to lead somebody to Jesus. You just got to tell them what Jesus did. The truth will take care of it. And let's finalize on these last two things and take a break. Phil Robinson said, I will not apologize for quoting the Bible. He said that today. Neither should he ever apologize, nor should any of us apologize ever for quoting the word of God. Oh, and lest you feel sorry for A&E, by the way, they're running three times as many Duck Dynasties this week than they have in the last 3 months, because they're really sincere, aren't they? Finally, Cracker Barrel, who came out and said, we're not going to support Duck Dynasty. I sent them an email over the weekend saying, come on the show, defend your position. But apparently, 3 million other people did the same thing. Guess what Cracker Barrel said? Oops, my bad. We blew it. They actually said, we made a mistake. We listened to you. We apologize. All of the Duck Dynasty products are now back in the store. They knew it. They knew it right away. 4.4% of the community does not represent the other 66% of the community. The answer to this is simple. We stand by the truth. The truth, listen to this, folks. Kingdoms change, cultures change, and opinions change. But the truth never changes. The truth endures forever. Jesus endures forever. The word of God endures forever. We're not going anywhere until the Lord blows the trumpet. And that's the way it goes. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. And I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM. In San Diego. When we come back, I'm taking my pills to calm down, but that's still 3 minutes away.
listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. The retirement professor Marty Schneider here. You know, there's an old investment adage that says, know how much of a risk taker you are not before you learn the hard way. Well, many people overestimate their risk tolerance levels until they receive that quarterly investment statement that shows their investment account has lost value. And that's where the risk rubber meets the tolerance road. Don't forget, if a bad market drops your account by 50%, you need to bounce back 100% to get even. Now, that kind of risk may or may not be appropriate for you based on your age and your goal. So, as always, it's a great reason for you to sit down with your advisor to get a really clear picture of the risks that you're taking so you can make an informed decision on all of your investment choices. Call me for your free consultation at 800-727-PLAN. That's 1-800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, 800-727-PLAN.
Add warmth and comfort to your home. Farrell's Fireside Shop makes energy efficiency beautiful. Upgrade your old gas fireplace unit with a beautiful new wood-burning fireplace. Farrell's Fireside Shop. Fast, local, and affordable. Upgrade your old wood-burning fireplace with an energy-efficient wood-burning insert. Or choose a classic freestanding wood stove to warm and brighten your home. You know, today's newest wood stoves burn just half the wood and make a small fraction of the ash. And they add real value to your home. Trust Farrell's Fireside Shop for their experience, expertise, and best local selection of wood, gas, and pellet stoves and hearth accessories from America's great manufacturers. Call them today, 619-441-2755. 619-441-2755. Farrell's Fireside Shop, just north of Interstate 8 on 2nd Street in El Cajon. Warm winter wishes from Farrell's Fireside Shop. Energy savings have never been this beautiful.
Would you like to know how to become three times less likely to experience a home burglary? Mike Melton, president of Security Alarm Now, is here to tell us about that.
Statistics show that you're three times less likely to have your home broken into when monitored by a home security system. Right now, we're offering listeners a complete ADT security system free of charge when they call
1-888-608-9146.
You only pay $99 for the installation, and the monitoring is only about a dollar a day.
That's really economical, especially when you're talking about the safety of your family. Are there any other offers for our listeners?
Yes, the next 20 people who call 1-888-608-9146 will receive a free upgraded two-way voice keypad, which in the event of an emergency allows you to talk to the ADT dispatcher through your keypad. It will also include a $100 Visa gift card.
Call 1-888-608-9146. That's 1-888-608-9146. 9146.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon, and thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Sandy, what happened to the voice? San Diego, California. That's more like it. Yeah, that's more like it. Yeah.
Welcome back, David.
Yeah, welcome back. Here we are, the David Spoon Experience. You know, this segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing. Yeah. 20 years of experience. Uh-huh. Active member in the BBB. Know what I'm saying? Licensed and bonded. And all the roofing classification. Yeah. Testimonies from people just like you and I, ladies and gentlemen. Excalibur Roofing. You know, that's that thing, man. New roof construction. Oh, yeah. Old roof replacements. Oh, I'm settling down now. Repairs. Excalibur Roofing. They got you covered in every situation. Yeah, roofing. Yeah, that's good. That's good. You know, 760, that's a groovy number right there. 760-743-8803. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, dude. I'm feeling that. 760-743-8803. You know what's cool? All their estimates, man. Best price there is. Free. All the estimates. Free. ExcaliburRoofing.com.
That's who you want to talk to. Yeah, that just mellows me out, man. I'm just feeling much calmer. Excalibur Roofing. You got some roof issues? Talk to them, man. Yeah. Roofing. Got you covered. Yeah.
Okay. I think that's just delightful. What do you think? I think that's wonderful. People are like going, man, you are just, what is with you are just, let me point out a couple things to you. First and foremost, hey, the weather's nice. Second of all, I'm not discussing the Detroit Lions with you. Not now, not ever.
Hey, Dave, how'd the Lions do?
May all your Rubio tacos end up in your armpits. That's all I can say. Because I am so depressed about them losing it. Five losses out of seven points. They had a 7-point lead going in. Five. Who does that? The Lions. And look at that. And look at the Chargers coming back out of nowhere. I'm telling you, the Chargers are a better team than Detroit this year. I acknowledge it.
No!
Man. Yeah. What do you want to talk about?
No! Man.
Did you want to discuss it?
Frosty the No Man.
I love Frosty the Nomad, but the other person I now like is the jazzy other Frosty. Where's the other?
Frosty the Whoa Man.
Yeah, Frosty the Whoa Man. I love it. All right, folks. Let's see. Okay.
Frosty the Whoa Man.
Okay, here we go. All right, so here's what we're going to do. I got to do my Facebook post. We got to take care of that. We're not going to do the R&B music. But before we do the Facebook post, let me please say this. History, by the way, today is Roots Day, and I'm really glad to finally see that in history they're acknowledging Adam and Eve since our roots go all the way back to them. That's so cool. It's either that or the shoe that comes out of Detroit, which from the people that went to the same camp. That
way
I
to branch
to.
Out, Dave.
Okay. By the way, on this day, it's noted as Make Taxes Easier Day. In 1985, they enacted a law with only 1,400 new pages to the tax code. That's kind of like the other insanity, isn't it? Additionally, somebody just grabbed my paper airplane. It must have been Cameron who's back from Costa Rica. Check that guy. Make sure he went through customs. Today, the transistor was unveiled by the American physicist John Bardeen, interestingly enough. And then, not to make anything less interesting or important, this is one of the more important things. The classic movie 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea was released on this day. Turned out to be one of Walt Disney's most successful movies of all time. And here, last but not least, on this date in 1969, B.J. Thomas received a gold record for which song involving Liquid Sunshine? Which song did he record involving Liquid Sunshine and the top part of Craniums? Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. That's it, folks. There is no end to the insanity here. Ladies and gentlemen, today's Facebook post comes from 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 11 through 12b. I've told you before, scripture can be A, B, C, D, depending on how long the scripture is. I want you to understand that. 1 Chronicles 16, 11 through 12b. Here's the passage. Get ready. It says this: look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done. Uh-oh. Let's do that again. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done. There are three things that we are told to do in this scripture in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 11 through 12b, and it is this. One, look to the Lord. Look to the Lord and his strength. Don't look to your mighty brain to solve all your mighty problems. Look to the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. He will direct your paths. That is what Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6 says. Look to the Lord. The second thing it says is seek his face always. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. When you seek the Lord, most people are like, well, how do I seek the Lord? How do I seek the Lord? How do I seek the Lord? You seek something by setting your mind to it first. When you seek the kingdom of God and you seek God's righteousness and you seek the Lord and you seek his face, your whole life is about that. If you were to seek an ice cream sundae, everything you would do would be about an ice cream sundae. If you were to seek eating the world's largest hot dog, everything you would do would be about that hot dog. When you seek the Lord, everything you do needs to be about the Lord. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. This is so cool. And remember the wonders he has done. How many times has God delivered you and I out of certain death and certain bondage? How many times has God delivered you and I? How many times has he answered the prayers? How many times has he spared your life? How many times has he spared your children's life? How many times has he talked to you and said, I'm right here and I'm not going anywhere? How many times have you and I forgotten how many good things he's done? I'm not sure there's a lot of good excuses. I don't know, Robo. I don't think there's a lot of good excuses for forgetting what the Lord's done for us. I know we get real busy and we're so busy because life's so important. But if tomorrow you die, how important was it? Hey, I got this stat just come in. Latest study shows, and the finest polls declare, that everybody who eats a hot dog within 150 years will pass away and die.
No.
Yeah, and then right behind that, the next study and poll show, you will face God. So you got those two. You will die in the next 150 years unless the Lord returns. And number two, you will face God. Maybe it's a good idea to remember what he's done. I don't know. I could be nuts. Yeah, I could be nuts, but what's that got to do with anything? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, drops are falling on my head. What a good play that is. When we come back, more fun for everyone.
Too big for his bed. Nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling.
Some of you
my
may be wondering, who is this guy? So the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.